From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Germany, a blast late Sunday in a bar near Nuremberg killed at least one person, wounded 10 others. It's the fourth violent act in the country in the past week. It follows the killing of 9 people by an Iranian-German teen in Munich, a machete attack by a Syrian refugee, and last week's train axe and knife attack by a Pakistan refugee that wounded 5. Terror's analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University says the motivation of the latest attack is unknown.
It looks like it was deliberate. It looks like it may have even been premature. A backpack IED blowing up on the person carrying it near the entrance to a music festival. Possibly the person was trying to go inside and detonate there. But beyond that, it's hard to say. But that looks more likely because of the nature of the attack, or at least the nature of the incident with improvised explosive device, to be something that's politically motivated and therefore terrorism.
Meanwhile, German investigators say the teenage gunman, David Ali Sonboli, who opened fire Friday in Munich, killing 9, received a psychiatric treatment for depression and planned the mass shooting for more than a year. There's no indication he targeted specific people or his shooting spree was politically motivated. A militant group that has waged war against the Nigerian government over the country's vital oil sector says it's holding talks with Abuja on ending a wave of attacks on oil and gas facilities in the Niger Delta. The Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta, or MEN, said it's in preliminary talks. MEN signed a 2009 amnesty agreement with the government in exchange for cash and job training. Another group, the Niger Delta Avengers, responsible for recent attacks, said it is not part of that dialogue. This is VOA News.